Hello and welcome back to the Network Talk podcast. I'm your host, Charlotte Goldstone. Today, we're going to be heading to the Iberian Peninsula, a region that has quietly become one of Europe's logistics success stories. So back in 2012, Daxa acquired the Spanish logistics provider Azkar. Fast forward to today, and Daxa Iberia has evolved from not just being a strong national player, but it's now an integrated part of the European logistics network. But what is driving this transformation? How is Iberia benefiting from a surprisingly strong economic environment? And what role does the region play as a gateway, not just within Europe, but also towards Morocco and the wider Maghreb region? To answer all of these questions, I am joined by Celestino Silva, Managing Director of the European Logistics Iberia at Daxa. We are going to also be looking to the future at what opportunities lie ahead in 2026 and how Iberia will contribute to a more connected and sustainable logistics network. We clearly have a lot to get into in today's episode, so I'm going to stop talking and bring on my wonderful guest. Hello, Celestino. It is great to have you here with me today on Network Talk. Thank you for joining me. How are you?
Hello, Charlotte. I'm doing very well today and really looking forward to our conversation. It is a pleasure to participate in our Network Talks. So thank you for inviting me.
Well, we have a lot to discuss today, but before we get into all the wonderful things that Daxa Iberia is doing, can you please introduce yourself to our listeners?
For sure. I'm Celestino Silva, and I am the Managing Director of Daxa Iberia. I have been part of the company since 1997, when I took the first steps to establish Azkar in Portugal, at a time when Azkar was only operating in Spain. In 2008, I became head of operations for entire Iberia. Then, in December 2012, Daxa acquires Azkar. And 2 years later, Galicia, a region in the northwest of Spain, was integrated with Portugal to form the West Area. And I took on the position of general manager of this new area. It was in June 2019, after many years growing together with the company, when I took on the great challenge of becoming Managing Director of Iberia. This have been 29 exciting years, and it is a privilege for me to lead our Iberia family.
Wow. Well, as you mentioned, you are currently leading the Iberia region. But you also mentioned that looking back at your career history, you were with the Spanish logistics provider Azkar when it was acquired by Daxa in 2012. So what do you remember about the acquisition by Daxa? I mean, how has the company changed since then? And what made that integration a success?
Looking back, I have very positive memories of that period. When Daxa acquired Azkar in 2012, it was a moment of change, but also a moment full of opportunities. What impressed me most was the respect that Daxa showed for people, the culture, and the know-how that Azkar had built over many years. Of course, the company has changed a lot since then. We have become more integrated, more international, and much more aligned with our process and systems. This has allowed us to strengthen our service quality and to offer our customers a true European network. I believe the integration became a success story because it was done step by step with a lot of communication, transparency, and trust. Both sides understood that combining the strengths of Azkar with the global vision of Daxa would make us a stronger company. And today, when I look at what Luxe Iberia was become, I am proud of that journey.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely something to be proud of. We spoke about mergers and acquisitions in a previous episode with Dr. Fabian Günther, and it really does sound like a challenging thing to undertake, but brilliant that it was a success. Focusing now on the present, can you give us some more detail on what role Daxa Iberia plays in the overall Daxa network, and in particular in the European road logistics network for both your customers and your teams?
Yeah, I would say that Daxa Iberia represents a very important piece of Daxa road logistics network puzzle. Iberia has demonstrated to be a strong and strategic region connecting the Iberian Peninsula with Europe through a highly efficient and reliable network. Our branches operate with the same standards as the rest of Daxa, so our customers benefit from a seamless and consistent service across borders. For our customers, this means access to a broad European network with high quality, transparency, and predictable transit times. Many Iberian companies rely on us to connect their products with the main European markets, and our structure allows them to do this in a safe and competitive way. On the other side, for our teams, being part of this global network gives them a strong sense of belonging. They know that their daily work is essential to keep the whole network running. It also offers opportunities for development, international cooperation, and the exchange of best practices with colleagues from other countries. And this combination of local expertise and global vision is what makes Daxa Iberia a key pillar for road logistics.
Something you said there at the beginning about the Daxa network as a whole puzzle and having the regions and sectors as specific pieces of that puzzle, it's a really great way to look at it. And you're currently piecing together that puzzle and pushing full integration into the Daxa network forward through the DRIVE program. First of all, can you outline this for us? What are the key priorities here?
Of course. DRIVE is our project to complete the full integration of Iberia into the Daxa network. It has been carefully designed to align our process, our systems, and our way of working with global Daxa standards. A key part of this alignment is ensuring that our operational process follows the same structure as the rest of the network, using the same tool such as the TMS Dominor and the WMS MICAD. At the same time, we are continuing the digital transformation of our branches in line with the Daxa target picture 2030, which aims to make us the most digitalized logistics provider. Another essential element is supporting our teams through training, communication, and change management, so everyone understands the benefits of this transformation and feels confident throughout the transition. In short, DRIVE is about creating one unified way of working that supports quality, efficiency, and the transparencies across all our European branches, with our people at the center of the change.
It really does sound like there's a lot going into this. But how will this unlock new opportunities for your customers and employees? What will they be getting out of this?
Yes, it will. And it is already opening new opportunities in many areas. First of all, for our customers, because a full integrated Iberia means even more reliability, more transparency, and a smoother connection to the European network. They will find the same process, the same visibility, and the same quality, no matter where their shipments start or end. And working with the same systems also means that our customers will benefit from all the innovative solutions that Daxer is putting in place. These projects is also unlock opportunities for our teams. Drive brings the chance to learn how to work with new systems, gain new competencies, and strengthen collaboration with colleagues from other countries. It reinforces our position inside the Daxer family and allow us to participate more actively in international projects. And last but not least, for the company, it gives us a stronger foundation for future roles. With unified process and a solid digital base, we can scale more easily, improve speed, and deliver even more value to our customers. So, Drive is not only about integration, but also about preparing Iberia for the next stage of our development. It aligns us with this target picture 2030 that I have mentioned. And this long-term perspective is what will allow us to continue delivering even greater value for our customers.
Yeah, we've spoken a lot about Daxer's 2030 target picture throughout this podcast with my various guests. So it's interesting to hear Daxer Iberia's role in this and how the Drive program fits into this as well. But zooming out a little bit and looking at the kind of broader economic picture in Europe, Spain's economy is actually performing above the EU average with strong domestic demand and rising investment. So as per this forecast published in November 2025 by the EU Commission, Spain's GDP was expected to grow by 2.3% and is well above the average GDP growth in the EU, which the EU Commission estimated at about 1.4%. So from your perspective, what are the key drivers behind this resilience and how does Daxer Iberia benefit from it?
Yes. From my perspective, one of the main drivers behind this resilience is tourism. Spain and Portugal attract millions of visitors every year, and this creates a strong base for consumption, service, and employment. It gives both economies a level of stability that many other European countries do not have. In addition, as you have said, there is solid domestic demand, with consumers and companies continuing to invest. And we also see increasing foreign investment in sectors such as innovation, energy, and industry. The diversification of the Iberian economies adds another layer to this resilience, allowing us to navigate uncertainty better than others. For Daxer Iberia, this positive environment translates into clear benefits. When the economy grows, our customers grow, and that increases the need for reliable logistics solutions. We see higher export volumes, more domestic and international flows, and greater demand for value-added service. And as companies expand into new markets, Daxer's European network becomes a natural partner for them. So this economy strength not only benefits the region, but also reinforces our role as a key logistics connector between Iberia and Europe.
Well, I mean, this obviously puts you in a great position and market to operate in. As you mentioned, when customers expand into these new markets, they need a partner in those markets. But you need to make sure that DAX Iberia continues to stay resilient and continues to stay number one choice for that partner. I've seen that you have the strategic focus areas for 2026 of contract logistics growth, closer integration with air and sea logistics, and ambient food such as wine transport. So why are these targets, and where do you see the biggest growth potential?
To stay resilient and continue on this steady path, we are focusing on areas where we clearly see strong potential for the future. Contract logistics is growing fast in Iberia because more customers are looking for integrated solutions that combine storage with transport. And we are now in a strong position to offer this added value to the market. We have the infrastructure, a specialized logistics team, and the experience to be a reliable logistics partner for our customers. Strengthening the cooperation with air and sea logistics is also key, as it allows us to offer end-to-end global service and connect Iberian business with markets outside Europe. And then we have ambient food, especially wine transports, where Iberia has a natural competitive advantage. It is a segment with high demand and excellent growth prospects, both for export and imports. All these areas are aligned with market needs and with the strengths of our region, so they represent the biggest growth potential for DAX Iberia and will support our long-term development.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's great to have those visions on where you can see growth. I want to go back to the kind of puzzle analogy that we mentioned earlier, because in our last episode, we spoke with Mohamed Chiribi, DAX's Regional Managing Director of the Maghreb and Turkey, about that region. So from the Iberian perspective, what is the importance of the market in Morocco and the Maghreb for DAX in Iberia? What's the relationship like there? How does this puzzle piece together?
Yes, from the Iberian perspective, Morocco and Maghreb are very important markets for us. There is a natural flow of trade between Iberia and North Africa, and Morocco has been growing steadily in recent years, as Mr. Karim mentioned. For DAX Iberia, this means golden potential commercial relations and daily logistics movements with the region. Our cooperation with the Maghreb organization is very close, and the opening of the Cadiz Gateway last year has strengthened this connection even more, making the flows faster and more efficient. It is a relationship based on coordination, and we see clear opportunities for further growth on both sides. Iberia acts here as a natural gateway between Europe and North Africa, and Morocco offers opportunities for industry, trade, and nearshoring. Together, we can support customers who are expanding their supply chains and need a flexible and daily stable connection between both regions.
And looking at it from a geographical and like infrastructure perspective, what role does Cadiz play as a gateway to Morocco? And how important is this corridor for your future business?
Yeah, definitely. Cadiz plays a very important role as our gateway to Morocco. With the gateway we opened last year, we have a much faster and more efficient connection for the flows between Iberia and North Africa. It has strengthened reliability, reduced transit times, and given our customers a stable corridor for their operations. This corridor is already showing strong potential, and we see it has a key element for our future growth. The economic development in Morocco and increasing trade between both regions make this connection even more strategic. For us, Cadiz is not only a gateway, but also a long-term platform to support customers and expand our business in Maghreb.
Well, I'm going to mention another one of our previous episodes now. I've already mentioned the episode on the Maghreb region, but we've also covered sustainability, and that is very high on your agenda too. Iberia has already implemented DACSA emission-free delivery in 4 cities across Spain and Portugal. So what has the response been from customers and the city authorities as well?
The response has been very positive. Customers value a solution that reduces emissions without affecting the reliability of their deliveries, and city authorities also appreciate the benefits of having quieter and cleaner operations in the city centre. At the same time, we have already tested electric trucks for long-distance transport, which is becoming a reality for our network. And we have defined a 5-year emission reduction plan that will help us move forward with clear steps and measurable progresses. All of this shows that sustainability is not just a concept for us. It is something we are implementing in a practical and consistent way, along the projects that Mr. Holm explained in this network talk, which I really recommend everyone to listen to.
Yeah, that was a great episode. And as well as your kind of emission reduction plan, some other ongoing projects at DACSA Iberia include a recently opened new logistics centre in Zaragoza, and also you started construction in Vitoria in the Basque country. So can you give us some details of these? I mean, what do these investments say about DACSA's long-term commitment to that region?
This is totally correct. Both projects show our long-term commitment to its region. The new logistics center in Zaragoza is a very important step for us. It gives us more capacity, modern infrastructures, and the ability to support our customers with more efficient and robust solutions. Zaragoza is also one of the regions where public authorities have been investing heavily in the logistics development to attract multinational companies, and our strategy responds directly to these public initiatives. In Vitoria, the new facility will be completed next year. It will reinforce our presence in the Basque Country, one of the most dynamic industrial areas in Spain, and it is a strategically located point for coordinating import and export flows with Europe. Overall, these investments show that we believe strongly in the potential of the Iberian markets and that we are committed to growing together with our customers in the long term.
But I mean, we're going over quite a few topics here. So you are giving us a great overview of DACSA Iberia. But I think to get a really good picture of DACSA Iberia, we need to talk about the people. Of course, logistics is a people-driven business. But at the moment, finding and also retaining qualified staff is a big challenge. However, DACSA Iberia does have more than 3,000 employees. 200 of them are in Portugal and 59 branches, 5 of which are in Portugal. So how are you addressing this skills issue in Iberia? I mean, what do you think makes DACSA an attractive employer today?
Very important question. Finding and retaining qualified people is a challenge, not only for us, but for the whole logistics market. For me, the way to address this is strongly connected to the ability of our managers to transmit the Daxal culture. This is not something you build from one day to the next. It's something we have been working on in Iberia for many years, leading by example. The closeness and the daily presence of our managers with their teams is essential. It is the only way to retain people and to create a real differentiation in the market. At the same time, Daxal is an attractive employer because we are a family-owned company with a long-term vision. We put people at center. We have the size to offer stability, and we operate in an international network. All of this gives our employees room to grow and a strong sense of belonging.
Absolutely. I think it's such an important combination that Daxa has as the family-owned company with the family values, but also operating in an international network. I think that's really special. Looking forward now, as we bring the episode to a close, are you optimistic about the year ahead? And can you also give us a preview of how things will continue for Daxa Iberia in the area of European logistics in the future? Can you give us any concrete plans or kind of next steps?
Definitely. Yes, I am quite optimistic about the year ahead. Of course, we know that the investments we are making in drive projects will have an impact this year. But our teams are highly motivated. Our network is strong, and we are working from a very solid base to complete the projects on time while maintaining service and quality for our customers. In European logistics, our main priority this year is to further strengthen our export strategy, which is essential for Iberia. Alongside that, we will continue moving forward in the strategic areas we mentioned earlier, such as contract logistics and the development of ambient food and wine and spirits. We have a great year ahead for us, with clear priorities and a strong foundation to keep progressing with confidence.
Well, it sounds like you have got a great year ahead, and we've gone through lots and lots of complex topics. So thank you so much for that. But as we always do with Network Talk, I would like to finish on a few more lighthearted, quick fire questions to close the episode and to get to know you a little better. So my first question, you transport wine and ambient food, which is very fitting as the food in Spain is one of my favorite cuisines. So what is your favorite Spanish or Portuguese dish?
My favorite dish is without the shadow of a doubt, the Portuguese bacalhau, our traditional call. There are so many ways to prepare it, and it's part of our culture and everyday life in Portugal. Whenever I have the chance to enjoy a good bacalhau, it always feels a bit like home.
That sounds delicious. I haven't tried that, but I will make sure I do very soon. If we're thinking about the Daxa Logistics Network as the human body, which part is Daxa Iberia?
Yes, if we think of our Daxa Logistics Network as the human body, I'd say that Daxa Iberia could be compared to the lungs. Lungs give oxygen to the body. And in the same way, Iberia brings strength to the network. Year after year, Iberia delivers strong results, and today it is among the fastest growing economies in Europe. So we are in a very good position to extend the network's reach and create new opportunities. And even though this year will be different because of the drive projects, I would say that even the lungs sometimes need a long breath to release the air with more energy. That is exactly how we see this moment in Iberia.
That is a brilliant analogy, and I'm sure we both need a long breath after this episode. But finally, if someone was visiting Spain or Portugal for a city break, which city would you recommend visiting?
No doubt that Spain and Portugal have many wonderful places that truly deserve to be visited. But I cannot avoid recommending Porto, my hometown. It is a beautiful and very authentic city, close to the river, with great food, excellent wine, and a warm and welcoming atmosphere. It is a place where you can relax, enjoy the culture, and really feel the spirit of the region. And if I had to choose a city in Spain, I would recommend Madrid. It is a vibrant city with an incredible mix of culture, monuments, and entertainment. Madrid has an energy of its own, and there is always something to discover.
Some wonderful recommendations. I'm definitely going to be putting Porto and Madrid on my bucket list. Celestino, thank you so much for joining me today. It's been a pleasure to chat to you.
Thank you for having me today.
Wow, what an episode. I mean, we've covered so much. We've learned about how DAX Iberia has transformed over the past decade to becoming a key player in DAX's European network, likened to the lungs, which I thought was really good. We've talked about a resilient Iberian market, growing opportunities in areas like contract logistics and food logistics, and the increasing importance of connections to Morocco and beyond. At the same time, though, we also revisited these two themes that just keep cropping up in the Network Talk podcast. They are people and sustainability. And these topics are obviously both at the heart of DAX's 2030 goals. So it's great to see these talked about more in these episodes. So a massive thank you to Celestino for joining me today. He was absolutely wonderful and covered so much. So thank you all as well for listening. We really appreciate your support, and we will be back very, very soon with another episode of Network Talk.